Good morning, everyone. Glad you're here on this blustery weekend. My sister and I, we exchange greetings every morning, and she tells me how wonderful it's been. We've been winning every day until this week. And when she saw my forecast, she said, enjoy the snow again. So I looked outside and I went, I don't even want to go to church this morning. But I know that you didn't feel that way. It was just because it was gross out. As we've been going through the Ten Commandments, I recognize that as we got to this weekend, we would be on one that's very difficult to talk about. And we're going to talk about that next week. But today I wanted to do something a little bit different, just because we got kids in the room, and that's awesome. Welcome to this long weekend service, where every child is right here with us, worshiping, learning, and building family memories together, and I'm so glad you're here. I want to start with a question. If I asked you to name the most famous set of rules in history, what would you say? Most people in this room, and honestly, most people in Canada, would have the same answer, and that's the Ten Commandments, right? Now, what I want to know this morning is, do you know the Ten Commandments? I'm going to teach somebody this morning the Ten Commandments, and I'd invite you to stand, but I'm not going to ask you to do that. But I want you to learn what those Ten Commandments are. And I've already picked my person to do that. Tammy, won't you come? If you know anything about Tammy and my relationship, he said this morning he's going to miss me, but that's pretty cool. I want to talk about the Ten Commandments this morning, and you maybe have never learned them completely, and I'm going to share with them with you this morning, a way that you'll never forget. You ready for this? Okay. Tammy, There's one God.
It's one God.
That's the first one.
One God.
Okay, you got that. What's the first one?
There's one God.
Okay, no. The second one is, there's no bowing to any other gods.
There's no bowing to any other gods.
All right.
Okay.
Three, that looks like a little bit of a stopper. So the next one is, don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay, you don't have to put it over there.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay. Okay, you know. So what's number one?
There's only one God.
Number two?
No bowing to that God, to any other God.
Number three?
Door stopper. Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay, so we're number four.
Yes.
Right, and number four looks like this. And so it's kind of like you could go to sleep.
Okay.
So that's honor the Sabbath.
Honor the Sabbath. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting. I want to be clear. I do know my Ten Commandments. I'm just.
We'll find out in a minute.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Honor the Sabbath.
All right. Number five. Right.
Salute.
Honor your parents.
Honor your parents. Okay. There we go.
Honor your parents. Number six. All right. Just don't murder.
Don't murder. It's good.
Okay. So let's go back. Number one.
Only one God.
Okay, number two?
No bowing to any other God.
Number three?
Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Number four?
Honor the Sabbath.
Okay. Number five?
Honor your parents.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And number six?
No murder.
All right. Number seven. Okay, number seven. This one's about adultery. So marriage is two people, not five people.
Marriage is two people, not five people. I like that. Okay, cool.
Okay, two people, not five people. All right.
Two, not five, yeah.
Yeah, so don't commit adultery.
Yes.
The next one's eight.
Eight.
Okay. In some countries, if you steal, you lose your thumbs.
Okay, so I won't steal.
Do not steal.
Do not steal, yeah.
Okay, let's go down the row. Number one.
Okay. Number one, only one God.
Number two.
No bowing to any other gods.
Number three.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Number four.
Honor the Sabbath.
Number five.
Honor your parents.
Okay. Six.
Don't murder.
Seven.
Marriage is two people, not five.
Don't commit adultery.
Oh, sorry. Don't commit adultery.
Okay. And number eight.
Do not steal.
Okay. Number nine.
Okay.
This is four, not five.
Four isn't four.
To tell the truth.
Tell the truth, yes.
Okay.
Four, not five. Five isn't four.
Okay.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. And now we're at number 10. Okay. It looked like we're grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
We're greeting.
Mm.
Do not covet.
Do not covet.
Okay.
There we go.
Are you ready?
I think so. I hope so.
Number one.
Only one God.
Number two.
Do not bow to any other God.
Number three.
Do not use the Lord's name in vain.
Number four.
Honor the Sabbath.
Number five.
Honor your parents.
Number six.
Do not murder.
Seven.
Do not commit adultery.
Right?
Yeah.
Number eight.
Do not steal.
All right. Number nine.
Five is four, not four. Do not lie.
That's right. And number 10.
Do not covet. Oh, amazing.
Good job. Good job. I'll give you $20 later. You can. Now, if you are between kindergarten and grade five, I want you to come down here to the front. Just the kids, not those of you that act like you're grade two or grade kindergarten. Come on down. Because you're helping me this morning with the whole... Come on in. Oh, and you can sit over here too. You can sit over there too. All right, just keep going. Keep going. We can sit in the pew behind too. And if you want to sit on the floor, you can sit on the floor too. All right, come on in there. We got room over here. Awesome. You're going to help me this morning, all right? I've got some things up here to help us with the story. But here's the thing. Most people know the Ten Commandments, but very few people know the story behind the Ten Commandments. And the story, that story changes everything. Because when you understand the story behind the Ten Commandments, then you stop seeing them as a list of restrictions hanging over your head. You see them as a love letter from a father who already rescued his children before he ever asked them to do anything. Today in our special family service, we're going to discover the story behind the rules. And we're going to do it together, kids and parents, side by side. So you're going to be kids. I'm going to be giving you some things that you can be passing along. All right, does that make sense? Okay, and then I'm going to have to ask one of you to take it and put it up here where we're going to start putting them on the platform. Okay? God spoke out these words in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Did you catch that? Before God says a single commandment, before he mentions one rule, he introduces himself as a rescuer. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Rescue first, relationship second, rescue first, relationship first, love first. The Bible Project, and parents, if you don't watch the Bible Project or use it to talk about spiritual things in your home, during this month, actually, they didn't ask me what I was preaching on, but they're starting a whole series on the Ten Commandments. I think they're up to number six right now. And they call them 10 Words of Wisdom. I'd encourage you to start watching that as a family, maybe even after we've talked about it together today. He's given it to a people who were already free, already loved, already his. And that changes everything about how we read them. And it should change how we live them out in our families too. So here's the story. Let me take you back to the beginning of the story, because you can't understand the rules without the rescue. So the first object I want to talk about are the bricks. This represents Egypt and slavery. So why don't you just pass that along? You start back here. Just pass it along to kids so that you can feel it. All right? God's people, a family of 70 who had grown into a nation of over 2 million people, were slaves in Egypt. And they made bricks under the scorching sun. Pass it along there, guys. Pass it along. Day after day, year after year, generation after generation. They had no power, they had no voice, they had no future. And then God noticed. not because they earned it, but because they had performed well. Because of a promise, or not because they performed well, but because of a promise that he had made to their great-great-grandfather Abraham generations earlier. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt, and I've heard the cries because of the slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering, so I have come down to rescue them. Parents, that's the God that you serve. He sees you. He hears you. He comes down. He doesn't wait for you to get your act together before he shows up. And then there's the second one. Here we have a frog that represents the plagues and red ribbon that represents the Passover. So I'll go back over here again. You want to hand them around? Just make sure you shuffle them along. And remember the plagues. God sent Moses to Pharaoh with a simple message, let my people go. And Pharaoh said no. So God sent plagues, 10 of them. And the final and the most devastating plague was stopped by the blood of a lamb painted on the doorposts of his people's homes. That's called the Passover. And that's the cornerstone event of the entire Old Testament. Everything before it was anticipated, anything after it is remembrance. And here's what I want you to understand about the Passover. The lamb died before the people did anything. The rescue happened before any commandment was given. Grace goes first, always. And the Passover is proof that God's love is not the reward of good behavior, it's the foundation from which good behavior flows. That's what Tim Keller says. All right, how we doing? I got this stuff moving along? Yeah. All right, I got another one here. This represents the Red Sea crossing and the fish that were in it. All right? Can we stop? Start away. You guys okay with this? Should I start somewhere else? Are you okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, you're okay. All right, good. They walked out of Egypt, free men and women and children for the first time in 400 years. And then Pharaoh changed his minds and chariots thundered behind them. The sea, the Red Sea, was in front of them, and God parted the water. 10 million walked through on dry ground. And when they reached the other side, the Bible says they sang a song. And Moses and Miriam led the whole nation in a song of worship, not because they were told to, but because rescue produces worship. It always does. Parents, when you understand that God parted the sea for your family, that Jesus walked through death and out the other side for your children, worship songs don't become an obligation, they become the only reasonable response that we have. All right, how we doing? We got stuff working around? Okay, this one's very fragile. This one's Mount Sinai. This is the rock. Okay? All right? Just read, it's paper mache, it's gentle. Apparently it's 100 years old, so we've got to be careful with it. After the crossing, the people traveled through the wilderness and arrived at the foot of a mountain, Mount Sinai, and God came down. And before he gave a single commandment, he says this in Exodus 19, 4 and 5. You yourselves have seen what I did and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. My treasured possession. I love those words. That's not how you talk to subjects. That's how we talk to children. That's how we talk about a family. This is the relational foundation of everything that follows. The commandments are not issued by a distant lawmaker. They are spoken by a father who calls his people his treasured possession. All right, one more. Well, actually, we got two more. This one's a little bigger. This is the Ten Commandments. It's the. I took this into Pastor Cindy's office this past week, and I said, here is proof that I should never volunteer in the children's ministry. And she said, you have to do much worse than that, Bob. So here we go. I'm just gonna leave this one up here, okay? Can we leave that? I'll get the next one. Okay. When God spoke 10 times and each word was written on those stone tablets, they were, the first four was loving God. Here, I'll put it over here so you can see it. And the last six was about loving others. Jesus himself summarizes the entire law this way. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbors as yourself. The Ten Commandments are not a checklist for earning God's approval. They are the owner's manual for a life of freedom. They are wisdom for flourishing as a family made in the image of a relational God. The Bible Project describes the commandments this way. They're not rules for slaves. They are a charter for free people learning how to live together well. And the last one, our heart stickers. You can take one off and put one on your shirt if you want. I think I'm going to have enough. Just take one, okay? Here's the bottom line. The whole story reduces this to the essential shape. God rescues his people, invites them into a relationship, and then gave them wisdom to flourish. Love God, love others. And that's the heart of the 10 words. Kids, put that sticker on your shirt, because I want you to realize that that's what it's all about. You see, how does this impact us as a family? And your family. What does it mean for a family this weekend? Number one, the commandments didn't put your family under pressure, they set you free. So many parents carry a crushing weight of guilt about family. Am I doing enough? Are my kids turning out right? Have I failed God? But here's the good news in Exodus chapter 20. God didn't give commandments to measure your performance. He gave them after the rescue, as a gift for the journey. You're already his. The question isn't, am I good enough? The question is, how do I live well inside the freedom that he's already given me? Tim Keller says this, God commands are not the price of admission. They are the rules of the road for people who are already in the car. What's the second thing? Your family has a story too. Each family in this room has an Exodus story, a moment or season when God showed up and brought you through something that you could not have survived with on your own. Maybe it was a health crisis, maybe a broken marriage that got put back together, a prodigal son who came home, a job that you lost that became a redirection, a depression that lifted, a guilt that was carried, a grief, pardon me, that was carried. God was your Pharaoh defeater, your sea parter, your eagle wing carrier. And the 10 words are not for people who are not needing rescue. They are wisdom of the rescued. So this long weekend, I want to challenge every family in this room to do one thing together. Tell your kids your Exodus story. Tell your children the moment when God showed up in your family. Because children who know their family's rescue story grow up with a foundation that rules alone can never build. And the third thing is this. These tablets are the architecture of a healthy home. Every relationship breakdown in a family traces back to one of two roots. We stop loving God first, or we stop loving each other well. Tablet one says, love God. He is the source. It's where everything gets refilled. And loving others, that's the overflow. That's what happens when the source is flowing. The overflow is that we love other people. A family that worships together regularly, that keeps a Sabbath rhythm, that treats God's name with reverence, that a family has a different center that one doesn't. And that center holds everything else together when it gets wobbly. and a family that tells the truth and doesn't steal from each other's dignity and honors his parents and protects life and fidelity and contentment. That family is built on the very pattern God wove into the fabric of creation. Now, who's got the brick? Where's the brick? You got the brick? Can you take it up and put it right on top of that little pillar there? Okay, who's got the frog and the red ribbon? All right, can you put it on this second one? Just the frog and the red ribbon. There we go. Oh, if he's going up with the fish, he needs the fish. You follow up and put it on the same one. You put that one on the next one, okay? On the next one. All right. Who's got the stone? You got the stone? Will you put it on the next one? No, you put that one with the water. There we go. All right. Come back down. Come back down. Who wants to take the tablets and put them up? I saw your hand first. You can just put it in front of the... Because I don't think, unless you're really good, you can balance it on top. Can you try it? On that little one right there. Okay. And where are the stickers? Would you like to take them up and put them on the last one? Try to put it up there. You might be able to do it. There we go. Awesome job. All right, thank you. Now look at the relay we just ran. You just told one of the greatest stories in human history. Parents, look at the timeline your children has brought to life. Slavery, rescue, freedom, covenant, and wisdom. God rescued his people first. Then he gave the 10 words so they could flourish as a family. And the same is true for you. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He was the rescue. And his words, love God and love others, are not burdens. They are the blueprint for the home you've always wanted your family to be. So take your children. Here's your handout, kids. I'm going to give you a handout so that you can take it home. All right? So you come and take a handout. All right. I'm going to need some help up here. Want to help? Here, Tammy, help me out. You too. And when you get your paper, you can go back to your parents, okay? Thanks for being with me. Thanks for coming. Hey, good job. You want an extra one? We got an extra one over there. So our memory verse is Matthew 22, 37, 39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. All right? Will you pray with me? Thanks, guys, for being a part of this morning. God, thank you for rescuing us first. Before you asked anything of us, you came down part of the sea and carried us on eagle's wings. Thank you for calling our families, your treasured possession. Help us to love you with everything we have and to love each other the way you've loved us. And may the 10 words become 10 invitations in our homes this week. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.